VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A leader from the Economic Community of West African States said regional defense chiefs have drawn up a plan for a potential military intervention in Niger's coup if it's not overturned by the weekend, after mediation failed in a crisis that is troubling global powers.
The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, has taken a hard stance on last week's toppling of President Mohamed Bazoum. It's given Niger's coup leaders until Sunday to step down. It's the seventh coup in West and Central Africa since 2020. Western donors have cut support in protest, even though Niger relies on aid for 40% of its budget. Regional countries have imposed economic sanctions that residents say are starting to bite. Late on Thursday, the country's new military junta revoked military cooperation pacts with former colonial power France. France has between 1,000 to 1,500 troops in Niger, helping battle groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. The United States, Germany, and Italy also have troops stationed in Niger.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. A leader from the Ukraine says its sea drones have struck a major Russian port and damaged a warship in an attack that underlined Kyiv's growing capabilities as the Black Sea becomes an increasingly important battleground in the war. Correspondent Anna Shernikova reporting from Kyiv spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine about the significance.
Strategically, this demonstrates, two main points: that first of all, Russian defense, air defense, and both deep into the central part of the country and on the sea is not as perfect as Russian forces announce. And secondly, that Ukrainian forces actually work not only...
This is VOA News. The U.S. military is considering putting armed personnel on commercial ships traveling through the Strait of Hormuz. And what would be unheard action or aimed at stopping Iran from seizing and harassing civilian vessels. That's what five American officials told the Associated Press Thursday. If implemented, it would be an extraordinary step by the Pentagon as it grapples with a renewed effort by Iran to harass and seize ships traveling in the strait, through which 20% of all the world's crude oil passes. Jailed Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny had an extra 19 years added to his 11-and-a-half-year term on fraud and other charges that he says are bogus, Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reporting.
Putin's fiercest domestic critic appeared to laugh as the sentence was announced, saying earlier that he expected as much. Navalny and his supporters said the criminal case against him had been trumped up to keep him behind bars and out of politics for even longer. Navalny smiled occasionally along with his lawyers as they listened to the judge, who is practically impossible to hear due to the poor quality of the audio feed at his penal colony. Friday brought to a close his trial on six separate charges, including inciting and financing extremist activity and creating an extremist organization. The former blogger, lawyer, and corruption investigator has cast himself as a political martyr whose aim is to demonstrate to Russians that it is possible to resist Putin, albeit at great cost.
A crowd of thousands of people gathered Friday in New York City's Union Square for a popular online influence promise to give away merchandise, and it got out of hand, leading to injuries and arrest. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The influencer, 21-year-old Kai Sennett, who has more than 6.5 million online followers, promoted the event on his Instagram account, promising to give away computers, gaming systems, and other merchandise. New York City Police Chief Jeffrey Madry told reporters the crowd got out of hand when Sennett arrived at the park. He said they began fighting, throwing rocks, jumping on vehicles, and broke into a nearby construction site. Finally, he said they declared the crowd an unlawful assembly.
After numerous warnings and after being assailed, hit with rocks and bottles and other debris, we started to make arrests to clear out the park. And we're still doing evaluations for some of our members. We did have members that sustained some injuries out here.
The police chief later said they made some 60 arrests. They plan to charge Sennett with inciting a riot. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.